good morning. I think I'll start with having been through this cycle for 12 months at Hallis Hall with Phil.
Bears head coach Mark Trestman, Cody May. Bears head coach Mike Trestman, Cody May.
Having been through this cycle with Phil, I thought I'd just give you a little update on where we are. You know, number one is, we're doing everything together, and we started after the season like most teams did, evaluating our team from inside out, looking through and evaluating all the free agents that were out there, and beginning to get started here at the Combine through this process with our scouts, who are certainly ahead of us in evaluating the players here at the college level. As I said, we've begun the process of rebuilding our football team, and I think we did a very good job coming off our last game with Phil signing Tim and Jay, Tony Fiametta, Matt Slauson, and Robbie. That certainly got us off to a very good start in this process. We know we've got a lot of work to get done as we move forward. We did have the opportunity to do some scheme evaluation offensively, and we feel that we made progress, but we've got a long way to go, and obviously and certainly the most important part of this offseason is rebuilding our defense to a stature that's expected of us at Hallis Hall and in our community and with our Chicago Bear fan base, and that'll be a big part of this. And then just leaving the other day in a staff meeting, we put up our roster as it looked last year at this time, and as the guys who have been around and know our football team that are out here today, you know, we showed them that at this time last year there were 10 players on the offensive side of the ball that were not on the roster at this time of the year and significantly impacted our football team by the end of the season on the offensive side. So I just note that because this is a process that we're going through, filtering through our team, filtering through the free agents, and then again building our team through the draft. And so all of that is a part of why we're here today. And I'll leave it at this point open to questions. Well, again, I talked about Mel throughout the season. I talked about his, number one, at our place, we're really trying to grow the man because we think growing the man helps our football team. And I think from a philosophical standpoint, from the first time I met Mel, that's one of his priorities. We want to build a locker room that of guys that have character, respect each other, send the right messages of selflessness and honoring the game. And Mel feels that way as well. And then as we transition, as you well know, into the interview process, his ability to communicate, his understanding of defense at all three levels, the details and what goes into all three levels. And then at that time, certainly, of assimilating a system of football where he knew it, but he had to move forward on an intellectual level of learning the terminology and the nuances that came with, adapting and assimilating the defense, and then being able to teach it at all three levels and lead men. And I had complete confidence in him from the beginning that he could do that, and at the end of the season, that did not change. The update is that, obviously Henry's a free agent. I see him every day. I speak with him every day. He's in the building. I spent some time with him yesterday, coincidentally, just checking in with him. We spent about 30 to 45 minutes, and he's just in the process of hopefully on schedule in his rehabilitation process. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Well, they're really in the process of that. Obviously, you all know we hired Paul Pasqualoni, Reggie Herring. These guys have 34 backgrounds. We think we've put a staff together of guys who really can incorporate and be flexible with, the players we're going to have as we work through this process of putting the right guys out there. We're going to start from the 4-3, but we've got to be flexible enough in our scheme to move people around and have the ability to get it done and not just do it because we see other teams doing it, but doing it because we have the skill set and the football experience to be able to do it. And we've got those on our staff right now. Brad? Yeah, I think that, Phil said it right. I mean, like a lot of us, we had 8-8 seasons. Julius has been an important part of our locker room. His work ethic was was exceptional during the whole season. His focus was good, and I'm sure he'll tell you, as we did, he had very, very good moments and moments that he didn't play as well as he would have liked, and that really pretty much says a lot about our football team at the end of the year. Excuse me. Well, the first thing we did, you know, as you probably already know, just to let everybody in on it, I mean, Phil and I did a lot of work at the end of the season. We studied game tape both at the end of the season and the beginning of the season to try to make take the emotion out of it and really judge where our football team was at the start of the season and why things happened the way they did. I think we made those comments at the press conference to all of you that were there, and we felt that, you know, we had to do some things, but the starting point was we felt very strongly that Mel could lead and coach the defense. And then we went through an evaluation process, which is never easy, of moving forward with our staff and bringing in a couple guys who not only we thought had the experience to develop young players, because we know we're going to have new players and we're going to be young on the defensive side of the ball primarily, but also be able to work daily with the veteran element in our football team as well. And we felt Mel was the guy to lead the way in that regard. Well, I think he's always had the autonomy to do things within parameters, and, you know, it's wide open this year, and everything's on the table this year in terms of, you know, where we're going defensively. Right now, these coaches are getting in a position to learn more about each other. They're meeting to learn more about their styles and how they see the pre-existing defense and where we think we can go with our existing players, knowing that there's going to be a lot of change. So the most important thing right now is the system of football. The language is wide open. Certainly we're going to have people on the, you know, it's much easier for coaches to learn a new language than it is for players at times, particularly the pre-existing players. But that's wide open as well, and they'll work through that as they meet throughout the spring. I think that's, you know, what we're doing is we're looking at the existing scheme and going through the process of putting a system of football together to accommodate the players that we will have when we get going. And we're not going to know who those players are for quite some time. So to lock ourselves in and be so narrow-minded that this is what we're going to be when we don't have the players to get it done, you know, would be, to me, not very good time on task. But putting a system together that with the experience we have defensively now on our staff, that, and we do this offensively, and we said it last year, we didn't know what kind of offense we were going to be, but we're going to put a system in place to accommodate the players that Phil gives us and that we decide are going to be on our football team, and that's certainly the case defensively as well. To lock in and saying this is what we're going to be wouldn't be fair at this point in time. It's a process, just like the evaluation and bringing players in and letting players move on is all going to be part of this offseason process. And again, I'll circle back to the point I made. Last year at this time, there were 10 guys on offense we didn't know we were going to have. But we were putting a system of football offensively together to accommodate who we had at that time. And that's exactly the same process now we have to go through defensively. You know, Brad, it's a good question that can't be answered at this time. We know we're going to get younger. We're going to be involved in a drafting process here, that there's going to be a lot of young players, and a lot of them they're going to be all young players, and they're all, for the most part, not all necessarily, but for the most part, it's going to be a defensive-oriented draft in terms of where we're going. That doesn't mean we won't draft an offensive player. We're going to draft the players we think are best at the time and where our football team is at the time of the draft. But at this point in time, it's just the process of going through and this whole thing of working through the guys on the team, the guys who are free agents on the team, the guys who are free agents out there, and then working within the confines of the draft. So that's unknown at this time, just like they were a year ago. And that's part of that's the fun part of this process. We know we can do it. We left the Hallis Hall believing that this would be something that we're going to go through defensively, just like we went through it offensively last year, and it's exciting. And I'm sorry. You know, I think that's something we're not really concerned about. We know where we are because we know where we left off. And we feel we're competitive, but we want to get better just like everybody wants to get better. And that's our focus now, is not on, the three other teams, which we highly respect, but focusing on just improving our football team. And that'll be the focus, right up into the start of the football season. It is every day in our offices. Yeah, Joe's really come in as a consultant to our team. I first experienced this in the mid-90s when I was with the 49ers. We had a consultant with the team that worked in the area of martial arts and working with players and their hand usage. And it doesn't have to be just with the guys on the defensive line. It can be working with all of our players in many aspects to just try to evaluate how they use their hands and how they work, and seeing where he can help. And it's really a fluid process with Joe coming in. We know he's got experience in the league. He's had success with players. Phil has a great familiarity with him and his personality, skill set, and his character that he feels, and we feel, and talking to Joe, which I did last year. I spent time with him last year talking with him and interviewing him, that we felt it was a good time coming in and working with our coaches to try to help our guys in any way we can to develop and help them master their craft. Well, obviously, it all starts with, it starts schematically, obviously, in the off season with where we're putting in a system of football where we've got to be able to stop the run first, obviously, and that's where we're focused on, and that goes into the fundamentals and techniques and getting the right players as we evaluate them to get that done. And stopping the run isn't just a first line of defense area. It's in all three levels, but certainly, that's a big part of it. And obviously, we want to be able to, rush the passer and create a pass rush with four guys, but everybody does. Everybody wants four guys rushing to be able to inhibit the quarterback from completing a throw-in motion and disrupting him in the pocket. Obviously, all the things we all know, but it starts up front. And with all of football, the line of scrimmage is key on both sides of the ball, and certainly it's a priority with us. Yeah. I'm not sure what that means, more say. I mean, I hold myself completely accountable for what happened to our football team defensively. It starts with me. As we work through this again, I spent a lot of time obviously offensively last year, getting things in place and making sure we had firm grounding and a firm foundation. That's not to say I wasn't involved with the defense, and as I said, I hold myself accountable as a head football coach. And as Mel works through this with the staff, we certainly will talk about where in this next year. How much I'll be involved in the process defensively through the course of the week. And we've talked about, we've got some things in mind to get that done, to do that, and some things are in place offensively to do that. But at the end of the day, that's a loaded question, because I'm ultimately responsible and accountable for the product that's on the field from a coaching aspect each and every day. That's breaking things down and to a point where the most important thing is to find the best players. And we can quantify that, and that would take a lot more than 2 minutes, Peggy, to do that at each and every position. But just to be as simple as I can, I mean, we want to find the best players and not only the best players, but the guys that have the character that we can, create an environment in our locker room, which is number one, of respect and brotherly love and compassion and working together to be part of something bigger. But then going to the specifics of that is scout related, is personnel related, and really it becomes down to, is this guy a guy we can, is good for our locker room? Does he have the ability? Can we develop him? Because that's our number one job as coaches. We want to develop players. And put them in a position to give our football team success at that position. I'm not. They're all interconnected. I mean, there's no one player in our team more important than the other, and there's no one position more important than the other. I think that when you break it down, you could say that there's certain areas, and each and every coach and each and every personnel person will say that. I don't think that's to discuss at this podium. But at the end of the day, there's no one position more important, but As we move forward, there'll be priorities as we evaluate our team and evaluate at the marketplace and certainly here at the Combine.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
Kevin.